translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai translation. Just see how all your playmates of your own age, your own age, have been cleansed and decorated with beautiful ornaments by their mothers. You should come here, and after you have taken your bath, eaten your lunch, and been decorated with ornaments, you may play with your friends again. Purport. Generally, young boys are competitive. If friend has done something, another friend also wants to do something. Therefore, Mother Yashoda pointed out how Krishna's playmates were decorated so that Krishna might be induced to decorate himself like them. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umiltam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasari Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Before I speak, I would like to thank for all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis for giving me permission to speak on this exalted subject. And also, it's such a high subject. I had to seek blessings from the devotees, especially Kodurma Babu and Purayajan Babu gave me encouragement to speak on this verse. And also special thanks to Kartik Chandra Babu, who went through Jiva Goswami's commentary on this verse. Along with them, I'd like to pay obeisances to all of you. Pancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhu bevacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. So, when you want to build a high skyscraper, you have to dig down first. So, in order to understand this verse fully, I will set the ground first and then we dive into this verse. And also, interestingly enough, this verse again has to do with prasadam. The last time when I gave class, again, the world has to do with prasadam. I still remember prasadam, prema paripaka rupam. So when prasadam is a word that the prema become mature, then no other way of describing that prema. So the Krishna explained, Krishna described that that prema as prasadam. So nothing but mercy. So you can't describe any other way. So here again, Krishna says to, Mother Yashoda says to Krishna, simple terms, you stop playing, come and eat, and then you play. This is all about this verse. So Bhagavatam starts with the question and answers. So today's class, I will start with a question to you. So who bound Krishna on the wooden mortar? Yeah, Mother Yashoda. Correct answer. Then, who released Krishna from wooden mortar? Nanda Maharaj. Then, this is a tricky question maybe, who could have released Krishna before Nanda Maharaj? Balarami, one answer. Mother Yashoda is another answer. Gopis, yes. Himself, yes, of course. He is a Mukunda, one who gives mukti to everybody. He can release himself. But there is another interesting personality there. You might not think of. You might not have thought about it. There is Mani Guriba and Nala Kuvera. When Krishna broke Yama and Arjuna tree, they were released from the tree form as Gandharva form. They got original form back. And then they full-fledged, kind of strong, the kind of men's strength they had. They could have released, but they didn't release. Sridhar Charya explains about these two reasons for that. One reason is that you might be surprised to hear that they were ungrateful. Initially, when I heard that, it was kind of shocking to me that it's in Krishna Lila, but how come they are ungrateful? But I kind of thought further that maybe it makes sense, because sometimes we see that a lot of kind of devotees or congregation members, whoever it may be, comes to temple to have some peace. They have so many things going on in their life. They come to have some moment of peace. And then they get it. They get the peace. You know what's the next step? They leave temple. And then they go back home. Maybe they turn the TV on. They do whatever they like. And then again, they feel some, they need some urge for peace. And then they can come here. And then they get the peace and then they go. And then sometimes, kind of, this tricks me thinking that, you know, in America, they're saying that some devotee, a lot of devotees coming from India to America for the deity worship because they have a lack of devotees. And then as soon as they have a green card, and they leave the temple, and then they get a job or doing whatever they want to do. So a lot of cases that happens. Kind of similar to that. And then this Manikura Nalakureva Kubera, they could have done that service of releasing Krishna from the wooden mortar. But somehow, although they offered the exalted prayers, I'm going to quote their verses again today, but they left. So they are not really grateful enough to enter into Krishna's that pastimes. And another reason, Sridhar Charya saying that, actually, their devotion is not near to Mother Yashoda's devotion. That's why they can't release Krishna. Then who is near to Mother Yashoda's devotion? Nanda Maharaj. That's why he can release Krishna. When you look at this instance, you can see hierarchy here. In this material world, we can't avoid the hierarchy. Even spiritual organization, there is a temple president, temple manager, along with so many. And devotee, the case, the same, the young devotee, junior devotee, or senior devotee, even Prabhupada disciple. Amongst the Prabhupada disciple, there is a certain hierarchy. Someone right next to Prabhupada all the way along, and someone got initiated by Prabhupada through the letter. They are not near the Prabhupada. So, in the devotional creeper also, we have a certain hierarchy. And also, we have a different commitment also. Some commitment also, we have a certain hierarchy. Some people very, very committed. Some people are not that much committed. But Mother Yashoda's devotion is top rung of a spiritual ladder. So, today is Gadadhar's appearance day. Who is Gadadhar? We heard that in the Mangalarti time, who is Gadadhar? Yeah, Srimati Radharani. So we try to understand this verse in terms of this gopi's devotion. So their devotion is high, but how high it is difficult to understand. So if it's something tangible example, then you can't understand. So I was thinking that how I can describe this high level devotion, which maybe we can a bit visualize, you can make it a bit easily relate to us. So that I was thinking, maybe I can relate this their devotion into our chanting, so that, you know, different level of chanting, so I can relate it with the chanting. So, and also, you know, the more practical, maybe some example with some martial art. So some devotee, those who preaching in university, they like the kind of, when I gave this example of martial art, they like it, so they can use. So I'd like to give an example that I did by the comparing both so that you can understand easily. So when you start learning martial art, you don't get into straight into the sword. Basically, a lot of movement you have to go through. Our japa started the same. Initially, first stage of our japa is japa mala. We start chanting on mala. That doesn't necessarily mean that you are focusing on the name. You may chant externally, but your mind will be all over the place. So, in the martial art, after going through a certain stage, so you started picking up the sword. So you learned how to use the sword. That doesn't necessarily mean this person knows how to use the sword. They are practicing it. So second stage is that japa sravanam. So after a long period of devotional life, you really get into hear the holy name. So rather than mind wandering around, you more focus on the hearing the holy name. This is called japa sravanam. In the martial art case, after learning so many years of the practice of a sword, you start to utilize the sword properly. This is called sword in hand stage. Previously, sword was in hand, but actually it's not in your hand. You can be defeated at any time. But now sword in hand, so that you can defeat enemy. Any challenge you may have, you can use that sword according to your will. So next stage is something interesting. It's called japa mananam. So you don't need to have beat anymore. You chant, even if you're cooking, in your mind you're chanting. You chant even if you're sweeping. You chant during the deity worship. So japa goes on. Although japa mala beat is not on your hand, japa is still going on. In the martial art case, it's called sword in the mind. So this person is so advanced that this person doesn't need sword anymore. It looks like an ordinary person, but if he wants to defeat, it can defeat 100,000 people without sword. And then final stage is called ajapa japam, which means without japa, you're still chanting. It's like japa becomes your like a heartbeat. Japa becomes integral part of your life. So even if you're dreaming, you still japa is going on. Even if you are unconscious, still japa is going on. There was one example in Maharashtra that the one man, he's job is basically you're digging the earth to make a toilet. So sometimes there is a big project, that means you have to dig very big. So there are five or six of them, they were digging the earth to make a toilet. But because of job, so a lot of brahmanas, he considered him as an outcast. But he had a guru, but he likes to chant the name of the beetle. So and then during the construction work, the wall fell, and then five, six of the laborers died in the same place, and then they're heavily damaged, so they couldn't make out who's who. So what happened was in that community, because this particular devotee, very well known for chanting the name of Krishna, so they said that we can't just leave him just like that. We have to somehow cremate properly. But the issue was that all the body was damaged. They didn't know who's who. And they went to his guru to seek advice. So the dilemma is that you don't know who's who. And the guru said, you knocked bone of each person, each body. And then one bone will say, bitter, bitter, bitter. That bone That body is that devotee's body. And then it happened that one particular bone, they knocked the bone, that sound of bitter, bitter, resonating. So this is ajapa, japa stage. So that in certain stage, I guess the proper stage is like that. So even if he sleeps, even if, no matter what goes on, Prabhupada once said to his disciple, there was never a time I didn't remember Krishna. What a statement he made. So in the martial arts case, after sword in hand, the final stage is sword disappears. He doesn't need any more sword. He doesn't get into any fight. That basically the whole world, previously when he used the sword, full of enemies, but no longer enemy exists. So, Mother Yashoda's level of devotion is like this. Is that such a high devotion so that she sees Krishna every single day without any effort. Draupadi, in order to invite Krishna, she went through such a trouble. First of all, she was hankering, depending on her strength, to not to be disturbed. And then even she bit her sari in the teeth to hold on to it. And then she realized that, oh, this is not the solution. And then put hands up in the air. And then Krishna, that moment Krishna came. You know, to invite Krishna, she went through that such a trouble. What about Gajendra Moksha story? And Gajendra has to fight with the crocodile 100,000 years. And then he realized that. After that, he offered the lotus flower to Krishna. Oh, it's only Krishna can be savior. So that Krishna came. And then Uttara, you know, the pain in the womb, and then child getting burned is such an ordeal she has to go through. And then she ran to the Krishna, Pai, Pai, Mahayogin, Deva, Deva, Chagapate. But Mother Yashoda just wakes up, and the Krishna's there. And then moreover, Mother Yashoda could find Krishna. And yet, today's verse is that Krishna, and Mother Yashoda, she invoke Masalya, envy in Krishna. You know, something interesting is that envy is the quality you have to get rid of no matter what. In order to make a spiritual advancement, this envy is the worst quality. Why? Because we have six enemies of mind. Let us recite. What is six enemies of mind? Kama, Krodha, please. Lobha, Moha, Mada, Masalya. So out of these six, which one is the worst? Which one is the worst? There is a bad and worst. Masalya, please explain why. That's nasty. Any other reason? Any other opinion? Out of these six enemies, which one is the worst? Which one is strongest? Which one is harder to defeat? Kama, why? In the Bhagavad Gita, yes. But according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, out of six, Masalya is the worst. Why? Because of kama, desire leads to lobha, greed. This lobha leads to krodha. Because you have excessive desire, excessive greed, you want to get it, but actually you can't get it. The entire world is not enough to fulfill one person's desire. And then, this frustration, this anger leads to mada, madness. This madness leads to moha, illusion. Ultimately, all this one leads to masalya, envy. I deserve more than him. Why he has more than that? This Masalya's sister or brother is pride. Someone has a big house. Why he have a big house? That means I have a house, But I want to have bigger than them. Yeah, very subtle. That's why in Srimad Bhagavatam, right in the beginning, Dharma Purojita Kaita Bhottara Paramo Nilma Saranam Satam Bhedyam Bhastam Astu Bat Astu Bat Bhedyam Bhastam Atru Bastu Sivadam Bastu Sivadam Tapatrayon Ummulanam. This Srimad Bhagavatam is enough to Ummulanam, uproot three modes of nature. But and yet there is a condition to it. There is Nilma Saranam Satam. You have to hear without envy. Without envy means you have to get rid of kama, krodha, moha, etc., etc., etc. But here, Mother Yashoda, Prabhupada explains here, Mother Yashoda inducing Krishna that come here, look, pasha, pasha means look, look, other children. Make Krishna competitive. So, here, Jiva Goswami explains. Tathapi anagachata tasya nilma saranam janayati. Mother Yashoda also anagachaha. At that time, Krishna is not coming. It's mealtime, lunchtime. He has to come, but he's not coming. So that's why tasya matsaryam janayati. That's why janayati. Janayati means born. Janayati, make it born. She inducing, producing the masha, the masalyam, the envy. And then, bhipsa, prema, kopena, kadena, va. So when she said, first thing was bhipsa. Mother Yashoda was exhausted. Have you ever felt, after service, you felt exhausted? I'm sure. All of you, all of us, experience every single day. Especially in the kitchen. We have here a wonderful devotee, Subarna Babu. He works very hard and washing the pot and the cleaning, so many things. At the end of the day, he's exhausted and dead, but next day still he comes for morning program. But this exhaustion is a part of service. Bhakti, nothing but emotion in your heart. So that we go through different emotion. This verse is teaching us that even the envy can be part of our service. Mother Yashoda inducing this envy. In good way, of course. It has to be good way, not negative way. You know, this kind of story, there is a story. Jai Sri Radha Gokunanda ki jai. Jai Sri Siddharam Lakshmi Hanuman ki jai. Sri Sri Gaurantai ki jai. You know, if you see the, you know, proper memories, you know, Tamalkrishna Maharaj, that in the Christmas marathon time, he had the Radha Damodara party. He won the highest score. He won the report, the highest score. And then in between, there was another proper disciple who keep recording. Oh, such and such gave this much today. And then he used to inform Tamalkrishna Maharaj because he knows that if Tamalkrishna Maharaj knows that someone's score is higher than him, then he'll do better. So and then he always, if someone is higher than Tamalkrishna Maharaj, he used to go, oh, you know, today such and such, then reported this much of score. And he used to say, okay, listen, whatever he sent the score, put on top of that some such and such score, you put it on top of a certain number. So because I'll clear the check, if it's money, if it's someone gives, for example, £100 today, you must announce I'm giving £110 or £120, something like that. I will clear it. He used to kind of such a, you know, spirit to please Prabhupada. So in this way, here, Mother Yashoda, he inducing this envy. And then at the same time, she was bhipsa, exhausted from the morning, all the, you know, the house chores, he was exhausted. And then another, prema, of course, this, her exhaustion out of her love, prema. And then, kopena, when she called Krishna, there was anger also, slightly. You're playing whole day, why are you still playing? You have not eaten yet. There was anger also. In our service, always we have to coordinate with the devotees. Sometimes the coordinating with the devotee is not easy thing. Sometimes there is a friction. The friction turns into the fire. But actually, Mother Yashoda saying this, actually this friction and fire is a natural thing during devotional service. Mother Yashoda can be angry. What about us? But we have to channel it in such a positive way. Because she was angry, so I'm angry. You cannot justify our fault in through the Shastric evidence. But and yet, it gives a hope that emotion arises, exhaustion comes, anger comes, but don't let yourself down because of that emotion. This is the point I'm trying to make. And then lastly, Kadenava. When she was said this one, not just angry, she was upset also. There must be fine line between the being angry, being upset, certain things. And then it goes further that matribihi murshtan murshtaha snapa danina dilmat nilmal nilmal nilmalli kritascha. So matribi, Mother Yashoda saying that all other children by their mothers, murshtaha, they are cleansed already. And then snapana dina, they already took part. And then nilmali kritaha, they are completely cleansed. This morning in the Prabhupada, in the Mongolian time, the Prabhupada's quote was that Krishna can be in the hog. That doesn't mean that Krishna can be in dirty place. Yes? It's like a devotee can be in the pub where the drinking is taking place. That doesn't mean the devotee is drinking the beer in the pub. They may be distributing books. So, Krishna looks like dirty. That doesn't mean that Krishna can be dirty. Here it says, nilmali krita cha. So, but Mother Yashoda saying to Krishna, look, other children are completely cleansed. And then, shustuhu alankrita. Now I'm saying to you, and then, now come and eat, and then decorate yourself, and then you play. So, in this way, somehow or other, whatever happens in our life, we can be engaged through our this hearing. And then Mother Yashoda can be showing us that how to be engaged. So this verse, it looks like a Krishna's childhood pastime. Can be a bit not really much related to our day-to-day life, but actually, if you look at deeper, actually very much related to our day-to-day life. How to engage our even exhaustion, how to engage our even our emotion, anger, tiredness, or even upsetness. Somehow or other, we have to see Krishna's hands behind it, and someone makes you upset. Then still, you have to think not that person is upsetting you. Actually, maybe Krishna's trying to say something to me through him. In this way, you have to interpret, you have to engage our mind in such a way, day-to-day basis. Don't try to get into the kind of your own negative emotion. Whatever you hear, you must try to relate it to Krishna. One time I was traveling in South India, and then I met one kind of local Brahmana. He was the head of Gurukul. You know, because I have strange look, so whenever I meet, and they ask me, oh, where are you from? It's a very common question. It happened here also. The first time people see me, then they, oh, where are you from? And the normal answer is, yeah, I'm from Korea. Huh? You're from Krishna area? Oh, very nice. It's the first time I met, I have received an answer like this. And then, what is your name? Well, my name is Patanjali Munidas. And here, ears poke up, eyes become even bigger. Oh, Patanjali Muni, this is the Ananda Shesh. And he immediately spontaneously offered prayers to Patanjali Muni's famous prayers to Ananda Shesh. You must pray, make this prayer every single day, because your name is special. And during this discussion, wife kind of came in. Of course, the wife, the moment I saw wife's face, and then he saw his wife's face, you can tell, wife also, hey, there is some strange creature, where is he from? And then without wife's questioning, he already answering, ah, he's from, like Oriya, Korea. We some people from Oriya, he's from Korea, all we from the same. And then kind of he, whatever he says, it has to be the Krishna consciousness. Although he's a local Brahmana, nothing to do with ISKCON, it's kind of very much Krishna conscious. And I was surprised. And spontaneously, from my heart, I asked him, wow, please tell me how become Krishna conscious like you. Please give me some advice. And I looked at my tilak. You belong to ISKCON? Oh, yes, I'm, you know, the one who member of ISKCON. He said, follow Swami Prabhupada. He wrote so many books. Just follow him. And that was his answer. And then I really realized that this Krishna consciousness is not that what you do, or is not that about, you know, how many years you do. No, Krishna consciousness is all about is moment to moment. Where your mind is, how you engage yourself. What kind of power, what kind of mood you have. This is the most important thing. Ultimately, you may be surprised to hear that. Maybe you have heard already, maybe. That Krishna, the Bhishma Dev's sharp arrow as... Yes, tell me. Arrow, text as, red rose petal. You know the sharp wound? It's Krishna, that arrow slit Krishna's neck. The little bit of blood is coming out. So Prabhupada explains on that particular purport that shooting arrow is as good as when you worship deity, you offer red rose petals. But it goes further. On that purport, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says something very interesting. Krishna takes Bhishma Dev's arrow as love bite. When young boys and girls, intensive love mixed with lust, when they kiss each other, then leave love marks. So that sharp arrow Krishna takes as love mark. So I said that I'm going to quote this Manikubhira Nalakubhira's prayers. In the Manikubhira and Nalakubhira's prayers, they're saying that Bhani Guna Anukatena Shravanam Katayam. When you truly hear Krishna Katha, this Vani, then you know what happened? Hastocha kalmasu manastava padayorna. With your hand, whatever you do, it turn into deity worship. Why? How come whatever you do becomes deity worship? Think about it. This is the logic behind it. When we see Krishna on the altar. A lot of people, when it comes first time, although Krishna is on the altar, Krishna is not there. All they see is the marble. After long cultivation, they understand, oh, Krishna is on the altar. But after that, that stays there for a long time. Krishna is bound on the altar. But if you have devotion like Mother Yashoda, then you can release Krishna from the altar. Krishna come to your life, day-to-day life. Moment to moment, Krishna leaves the altar and come into you. Then Krishna come into your life, then whatever you do, nothing but deity worship. For example, I'll give you an example that our devotee, Purajan Babu, he cleans every single day, toilet in the morning. And then while you're cleaning toilet, always he listens. And then when I come inside, we always talk. Bhavatam Kata, Krishna Kata in the toilet. His hand, maybe cleaning, rubbing the sink, rubbing the basin of the toilet. But for me, that is a deity worship. Why? Because his mind is rightly engaged in Krishna's. Here, the verse, Puranama verse, it says, here, Manikuram Nalakura says that Manastava Padayur. As long as the mind is in their feet, Krishna's feet, then Hastu Chakalmasu. Whatever you do with your hands is deity worship. Cooking is a deity worship. Washing the pot is a deity worship. Scrubbing the floor is a deity worship. Yesterday I saw Kalindi was cleaning the outside the corridor with the bust and broom. That is scrubbing the Krishna's body. This verse is saying to us that, yes, Krishna Lila has happened with Mother Yashoda, but and yet, according to your consciousness, you can release Krishna from the altar, invite to your day-to-day life. This is the message. And then, one time, long ago, I'm not sure whether you remember the one of Pujari, was one famous Pujari called Jiva Patibhava. Yesterday, the Prajna Babu shared with us kind of a story with the Jiva Patibhava. He's Pujari. He's been there more than 30, nearly 40 years. And then he never go anywhere. Altar and ashram, altar and ashram, that's it. And sometimes, of course, you know, we go through different experience in our body. Sometimes he's sick. But Shirdi Babu said one thing. Jiva Patibhava, whether he's on the altar, whether he's sick in the bed, he's exactly the same. No different. Sometimes, you know, we go through when we feel exhausted or when we feel really sick, oh, we can't read, we can't chant, you can't do anything. But for Jiva Patibhava, exactly the same. Either sick or whatever, either he hears something, even chanting, he's coughing, still he chanting. You know, I quoted this example before, but I want to quote this one more time. It's such a nice example. When he holds on the altar, for him, it's like entering into the pilot's cockpit in the airplane. You know why? As soon as the first thing when you see the cockpit inside, he screens everything. For example, on the altar early in the morning, there are many trays, three bathing trays. And then another tray is for the Guru Puja table. Everything on the altar. And then many, many trays. There are trays for Tulsi Puja. This table is full of trays, nothing but trays. But it takes maybe less than 10 seconds. He screens everything. You know how he screens? Each plate, he put a number on it. Because each bathing tray has so many items to it. There is some water, archman, or small handkerchief. There's so many items. For example, just a simple example, Tulsi Puja tray. There was a ghee lamp. There is incense. There has to be flour. There's so many things. Something easy to miss, one item. Easy to miss, put what they call incense in the Tulsi trays. Because there are so many. But he never missed even single thing. Why? As soon as he walked into the Pujari room, he checks through by number. Two ship Puja trays, number 5, which means 5 items has to be there. Bathing tray, number 10, 10 items has to be there. He counts just like that. And then he gets into other service. It's just whatever he sees in terms of service. And then one time, You know, quite more than 15 years ago, I was in the ashram upstairs, and I was sharing with him the same room. And because we got a friendly relationship, one evening, oh, Jiva Patipad, you know, I'm hungry, so can you bring some samosa? You know, because he used to bring in the 7 o'clock Mahaprasadam, Sunday evening especially, made by all the congregation members, their dexterity is there in this preps. You know, he used to bring the Mahaprasadam, so we used to relishing it. On that particular evening, he looked at me with a sharp look. Here is not restaurant. We cook for Krishna, not for your pleasure. It's such a thunder, sharp comment. I was so embarrassed. I don't know where to look. How can I face? It's like such a shocking statement. And then I dropped my face, and then I didn't know what to say. But on that evening, still he brought samosa. And then, till this day, I realized that embarrassment, that his anger, due to that short interaction, still he is very much alive in my life. When I see the altar, still I can see his shadow. This sweet moment of such embarrassment, sweet moment of his anger, is turned into such rasa. It made whole personality still alive. It goes to you also. Some brahmacharis, they find difficulty in living in the ashram. Sometimes there are clashes. Ladies are the same. You know, you're living together, always there are clashes. But now it's very difficult to tolerate another person. Sometimes you'll be agitated, sometimes you may fight, sometimes you get angry at each other. But remember and mark my word, in 20 years later, you moved on from the Brahmacharini ashram, and then you having your children, and then when you look back, that due to that anger, your memory is still fresh. That anger, that moment of anger can take you all the way back to that ashram life, and that it refreshes you. It refreshes your memory. And that it made you more sweeter in your devotional career. Like that. So this is why Mother Yashoda is showing us all this anger, different emotion can be turned into our stepping stone for bhakti. So I'd like to conclude with this verse, that how the gopis think about Krishna's appearance, Krishna's activities. Because there's numerous reasons of why Krishna appeared. There are so many. Kunti Maharani says something, and then Krishna himself says, why I'm coming here. There are so many reasons. But you know what Gopis says? I want to quote this verse, and then we'll conclude this class, and we chant together. Vrajabhanukasam vyaktirangate. Brajabhanu kasam vyaktirangate. A bit louder. Brajabhanu kasam vyaktirangate. Vrijinan triyalam vishvamangalam. Vrijinahan triyalam vishvamangalam. Tyajamanak janastva supriyatmanam. Tyajamanak janastva supriyatmanam. Svajana hritrujam yanni sudanam. Svajana hritrujam yanni sudanam. Vyakti, avyakti, vyakti, appearance. Krishna appearance is Vrajabhanokasam. Those Vrajavasis, those who are distressed by different demons. So Krishna appeared to kill all the demons. Some people say that. But Gopi is saying that ultimately, Vishiva Mangalam, for the benefit of entire universe. That's why Krishna appears. And especially, Tyajamanakjana Stva Spri Atmana. So, especially those filled with this emotion, for them, Krishna Svajana Hrit Rujam. Rujam means disease. Hrit means heart. To cure the disease in the heart, that's why Krishna appears. So we went through the six emotions. All this disease in our heart can be cured by loving interaction of Krishna, by reciting, by hearing, by attending this class. This is all the healing process. That's how the gopis, they see Krishna's pastime. So I'm sorry, I went a little bit over, and I hope if I made any mistake, if you kindly forgive me, and if you have any question, and please come for lunch in the kitchen office, and we can have a... I can provide you lunch, it's separate, made a plate, and in the office you can discuss some nice Krishna katha. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Kantra ji Srimad Bhavatam ki jai, Gaur Purnanande, Hari Hari Bo.